The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 1-0 overall and visit Notre Dame at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions. Good morning, Coach. If you would want to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Again, be exciting time for us. I'll take questions.
Sounds good. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question comes from Adam Biggers, todaysyou.com.
Hey, Mark, good afternoon. I'm sure you're aware, probably, I think it's 6 years to the day coming up of Little Giants, and that game's, you know, kind of one of the defining games of your tenure at Michigan State. I'm just wondering, I know that you move on and see bigger games and on to the next goal, but how much does that game stick with you? How much does, you know, the image of Bates down there holding and Conroy lining up at the right hash, I think Le'Veon helped open up Charlie for that touchdown. How much do you kind of relive that play and think about it, especially, you know, a few days from playing Notre Dame?
Well, I see it from time to time. So, yeah, you tend to relive it a little bit. Or it's on, the game itself is on the Big Ten Network at times. But I don't know. I sort of shake my head every now and then, I guess, sort of. But I think it was an exciting moment. That was a great football game. It was not just that play. There were many great plays in that football game that led up to that moment. But, that was one of those moments that we had that I do believe it's helped define our culture here. We've won a lot of games on the last play of the game, and this is one of them.
And or that if I could follow, if I could follow up real quick, I mean, you have, you know, made some gutsy calls. I mean, I think Mousetrap at Northwestern, that kind of stuff. I mean, how much does a play like that influence, I guess, your willingness to, you know, put it on the line, go for broke on the final play? How much does that play against Notre Dame kind of influence your decision making when it comes to plays like that?
Well, I think it comes down to execution. I mean, if you have any play drawn up, whether it's a trick play or not, if you can execute it, and that's the players on the field making it happen and believing in it, and usually it's the moment, for that, you got to hit the right moment. So there's some guesswork involved in that, and you have to be willing to let it go. And if it doesn't work, survive the moment. But we're fortunate in that football game that it worked. But I also think that, as you said, those people that you just talked about, Charlie Gant, Aaron Bates, people involved in that play itself, they all had to do their job, and they had to execute, and that's why it worked.
Thanks, Mike.
Your next question comes from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, Mark, could you assess just kind of how Tyler has grasped the ownership of the starting quarterback's job, and also how much it might help him having played at Ohio Stadium last year as far as taking the stage against Notre Dame this week?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job, first of all, in his leadership responsibilities on this football team. I think he expected to be the starter, and he played like it, and, he competed for it. So that's the first thing. And then as far as his experiences and Damian Terry's experiences at Ohio State at that time last year, I thought they played well. They played on a big stage. And every time you have an experience like that, you're gonna see growth in that particular player. So I think that's a big component here. And he's going to have another opportunity to grow this Saturday night. So I think it's exciting. It's an exciting challenge. And, we're trying to create life moments here, as I said on another interview. And I think this will be a life moment for him.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, it's 50 years from the 66 tie. Have you spoken to former Michigan State players about that game, about their experience, and perhaps have you tried to watch any of it if it's available on film?
I have not watched it other than, you know, a couple plays here and there you see on highlights, but I have talked to quite a few of those guys that have played in that game over the past 10 years. I've talked with them, and even in the last year. So, you know, guys like Bob Apiza and Clinton Jones and Gene Washington and, you know, Hank Bullough was around then at that time, you know, coaching. So there's quite a few guys that that we have talked to about that, and, you know, they still remember it. And that's what I meant by life moments. You know, they look back at that game, and it takes them back to – and there's a story there, and they're a part of that story. And it takes them back to that moment in their life where something like that was special for them. And I think that's the unique thing about college football. It takes you into arenas that that you're not going to be in your whole life. You know, this is a special time in their lives.
And how much of that talk is about the tie and whether Notre Dame should have been more aggressive in trying to win it at the end?
Not one bit. Not one. You know, it's always been about just being in the moment. That's what it's been about. It's about being in the moment. They really don't talk about specific plays. They just talk about being in the moment. You know, about the stage.
Thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.